Hello, welcome to the firm, Girl Ball Podcast.
Another Girl Ball Podcast.
Yeah, we've declared you haven't had enough. But yeah, we're going to start with an introduction episode, the episode zero. It'll be a very short introduction to introduce myself, Ryan, and Alex.
Yeah, that's me, Alex.
The quiet one. And it's just to introduce you to who we are, and history of the game, and to see if you find it completely annoying.
Yeah, sort of who we are, how long we've been playing minigames, how long we've been playing Guild Ball, what we like about Guild Ball, and sort of like what our teams are, that sort of thing.
Yeah, like who we actually play. We're going to try and branch out to a few teams, but for the most part, we have a core team like anyone else.
Yeah. We've got a core six each.
Yeah, core. Not that shit.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, me and Alex run a wargaming society along with a friend of ours. We're both quite new. Well, I don't know. I'm quite new to Mini overall.
I'm new. I'm sort of like a relapsing into the hobby.
You've fallen off the wagon.
Fallen off the wagon. Played when I was a teenager. Played like Lord of the Rings Warhammer was my big game. But I played a lot of narrative stuff. We never really sort of... Yeah, I don't think we actually ever properly learnt the rules. We just painted the models and we sort of... It was always something narrative that we tried to recreate from the film. I had a 40k Space Marine army as well that I painted and literally never, ever played with.
Yeah.
Then I sort of fell out of the hobby for a good long while. Mainly played... I sort of played video games, but then sort of realised that sitting on my own with a cold cup of tea, like in a dark room, lit by the cold glare of my computer when I could be like in a function room of a pub with a beer.
I know, now that you mentioned out loud, you're really killing me on the cold room. Oh, I love nothing more than, like, I kind of genuinely miss gaming until 4 a.m. Like, nothing but the light of a monitor.
Yeah. That's it, yeah, when we had no responsibilities.
Yeah, slowly developing rickets all the time.
But then, yeah, so I came back into the hobby in general about 3 years ago, playing A Touch of Infinity very badly. Then I sort of bounced around trying out a few different systems, never really picked one up until we were at a tabletop club that we used to go to every now and then, and just going through the cupboard where they kept all the stuff, they just had someone had custom made a Guild Ball pitch, and I was like, oh, what's that? And someone went, Guild Ball, gave me the general premise of the game, and I thought, that's quite interesting, because I was a bit sick of games where it was just two lots of people shooting each other.
Yeah.
So I like the sport element of it. That was at the start of season 3, because at SteamCon 2016, I went and bought my first team, but having just played with Paper Dolls, went and bought the kickoff set, split with my wife. Then in the November of that year, they had a Black Friday sale where you could buy like a whole team, well, not a whole team, but like a good core of a team. So I bought the Fish because I really liked the football element of the game.
Yeah.
So after having played about 4 games, I then went to my first tournament with the Fish at the start of season 3, and people just ripped into me for it. Like, playfully, but they ripped into me for it. And then from there, I played Fish, like sort of rounded out the team, played Fish exclusively until the Farmers came out, because I won the Grange box at a raffle at a tournament we both went to. Picked up the Thresher box when it came out. I was determined to make Grange work, so I've only ever played with Grange. I think I've had 2 games of Thresher. I've played them for like 8 months, something like that.
I remember like the indignant period where everyone's like, Thresher's godlike, no one but Thresher. And to be fair, Thresher was ridiculous. I remember looking at the card and going, he's getting nerfed.
Yeah.
But that was the whole premise behind you exclusively playing Grange, is that Thresher's so good, he's inevitably going to get nerfed.
I didn't want to learn how to play. Yeah,
I'm going to get ahead of the nerf train. And go, oh yeah, fucking, you'll show up at the first tournament when Thresher's been nerfed playing Grange, and they'll go, oh, can you jump bang modern, you fucking, you jump the ship, you fucking traitor.
And then I'll just be like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, well, here's how you play Grange. Knockdown on a flavour, that'll do.
Yeah, but then I sort of...
Bit to bit.
So, and then I sort of sacked that off and went back to my first love of the Fish about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
2 months ago. Yeah. Yeah, and since then I've started playing Corsair for the first time, because I got comfortable with Shark, so I only ever played Shark before. So I thought, right, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone, start playing Corsair. And now I play Corsair, Kraken, Jack, Angel, Sakana, and Tentacles. I'll play that into any lineup. I'll play that all day, every day.
I can't believe you're taking credit for my team. We'll get into that later. Yeah. Okay.
So, go on then, Ryan. What's your intro to the hobby?
The year is 1995. I'm a little orphan boy, staring for the... To be fair, I literally... Like, when I was, like, 15, I could not afford GW shit.
Yeah.
But I loved the look of, like, a goblin army on a train, shit like that. And I knew I'd always... When I grew up, now I can afford the hobby. I bought, like, 40k orc. I never played... I played with them, like, once, I think. But I just like painting them. Yeah, I'm mainly a painter. I mainly like miniature painting.
God, I hate painting.
Yeah.
I hate it with a passion.
Good job I helped you paint your miniature.
Yeah, that was... So I hate it so much that when I sort of fell back in love with my fish, I'd done a really bad job on them just so they could go to the first tournament when I first painted them. And so I just stripped them, assembled them, and then just sort of left them until like the week before a tournament. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit. So I just had to completely smash out these...
Literally had like a painting cram session.
Sort of sitting there twisting the entire time and Ryan just being like, no, come on. Like a sort of mother hen gently nurturing
me. Well, I like how if that had been the final essay for a GKA convent, the teacher... What do you call it? You've clearly been up all weekend painting things. Like, you've not even tried, have you? No baking, no dry brush. Like, what wash is there? Like, the green on green. I tried to. I got up really early, and I just tried. I used green wash for the green pant. I'm really proud of that.
There's dry brushing. They got dry brush.
They did get dry brush, to be fair.
Base, wash, dry brush, done.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like painting miniatures. And eventually, again, I tried my luck with Infinity. Could not crack that nut. Not like I don't like Infinity, but I just could not engage with the rule.
I just don't think I've got the brain for it. I think that's what it is.
No, fair enough. It's a good but complicated game, which is where Guild War comes in, which is, well, admittedly complicated. I don't get a chuckle out of the kickoff spot. When you look on the back, it's like learning minute.
To be fair, I think it's hard to get good at. But like, if you're looking to get good, to learn, I think, because we went to SteamCon 2016, me and my wife, as I mentioned, like we bought Kickoff, which was our first time. Literally went to one of the open tables, ripped off the cellophane, and within about 15 minutes, we were muddling our way through our first game. Mm. Oh, we were using the wrong kick scatter. We were doing all sorts wrong, but we were getting the sort of basics of the game.
Yeah.
You know, you can pick it up quite quickly. But yeah, it's the sort of when you get down to the nitty gritty, that's the sort of stuff. Like,
in terms of like competitive gaming, quote unquote, I mainly competed on video games. I had like a game battle clan on Call of Duty 4, but mainly I like fighting games. Like, I want professional, massive air quote from that. But like, I cared enough when I played. I tried to get on the leaderboard. Like, I was trying to break the top 100. On fighting games at one point. And it's on that level that Guild Ball really appealed to me. I mainly play Hunter, but I quite like all the teams. And I try and take a stand toward Guild Ball that I would do a fighting game, where I have my team or my character, and I play that one. But the best way to learn how to crack other teams is to play with them, get a feel for them, and then go, wow, I can't do anything when this happens, I'm fucked. Or when that happens, I can't move. Or...
Yeah.
But yeah, I mainly play other teams and come in from going, when I'm up against them, I know exactly how to fuck with them.
Yeah, because you do main hunters, and like how I've got a six, you've got a six as well, haven't you?
Yeah. We'll get into it more, I think, in other episodes, but the thing that I find most interesting about Guild Ball is not the... A lot of people on like the forum, stuff like that, or people who generally play Guild Ball, get really focused on statistics. Straight up, like, they'll go, oh, I've looked... Like, a lot of apps come with, like, a dice calculator.
Yeah, yeah.
And people... My thing, like, I'll give an example. I had to do a fairing activation with pinned. And I had one dice to hit a model with 4 defense. Through, you know, engagement and all that. And my thing was, like, oh, no, I don't have the odds. I'm better off blowing the influence in something else. My thing was, if I get this, I fuck that player.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, when you do that and it works... The psychological effect it has on your player going up against. Like, yeah, that element of how people think in Guild Ball, I think, is the most interesting aspect. And like, yeah, my attitude mainly going in, like, I have a core kick from Hunter. So I play Theron, Fahad, Fina, Chaka, Jekar, and Hearn, original Hearn. There's only one Hearn, in my opinion, but it's original Hearn. And First off, I just wanted to paint them pink, the other model, to have like 0.5mm contact points. But the thing is, I went into tournament and I just had them pink, and that was my team. And if you had a counter to that, well, I'd just deal with it.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, I did deal with it. But yeah, that kind of attitude going into the game is one of the things I love most about it, and how people play. You can get a feel about who people are by the way they play.
Yeah. It was sort of going to that fact how you've got a 6, and I've sort of hopped on that mentality, and I've got a 6 as well now. And so, like, whenever we play anywhere, it's just, yep, that's the 6. That's the 6 I'm going to run. And I know people will say that, like, oh, maybe there's a lot to be said for counter-picking and that sort of thing. But it's the way you said about how when you play fighting games, and I do the same, because I used to play quite a bit of League of Legends, and it's that thing of, it's all well and good picking the hard counter to someone else, but if you don't know that if you're picking a player you're not very good with because they're sort of deemed to be the hard counter, you're still going to, like, cock up. So you may as well bullheadedly, like, smash through it with the 6 players you know inside out.
Well, yeah, that element of, like, going, I'm not going to... Like, that's the thing. Even if you think, I'm going to pick a hard counter and I'm going to do this, as a matter of psychology, you're always going to rely on the model you're good with.
Yeah.
In a crunch situation where, like, can you play Butcher? Like, I'll use an example. At a tournament recently, when I put my things down, the guy on the other end went, oh, it's like your entire team. And I went, yeah, I just play them things. And clearly looking at what I had and then looking at his model and clearly thinking about who would be good.
Yeah.
And it was very clear to me, he still wasn't confident enough in the counterpick enough not to just dump 6 influence on Philly every time. And the model he clearly preferred to you over even the hard counter.
Yeah.
And you end up doing that anyway. Like, even if I went, for some reason, a Gret or a Roller, the perfect counter to the cover model, I know Jay Carr and what he can do so well, if I'm unsure about a Corolla activation, even if the only reason I put her on the team is to counter something you've done, I'll still go to Jay Carr or Farron or Hearn, because I know how good they are, I know what they can do, what they can get away with, and I'll end up leaning on my good models anyway.
Yeah. Why hamstring yourself by putting that sort of unknown factor on the table? You know, there's something to be said for, well, maybe you should just learn all the models, and it's like, in all honesty, I can't actually be asked.
To be honest, there are very few models that you can load up with influence, go into an encounter, and you just waste all 3.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're like, you're off, and the other guy got a double push or a double dodge on and he gets out of there. Like, for the most part, you can kind of get your full stick of butter out of my character. Anyway, this is the intro episode.
So yeah.
Clearly, we love talking about Guild Ball. Half the reason we're doing this podcast is that every time we play a game, every time we're on the way home from a tournament, we'd have the hour and a half car ride home where we're just talking shit about the tournament and the players and the forums and the new model coming out. And I felt like, why not record it?
Yeah. This is the first.
Also,
this is the first podcast that first podcast you've ever been on.
Yeah.
First podcast I've ever been on. So we might be a bit ropey at times, but we'll get there. We'll not like you're paying for this, is it?
But we clearly have a big passion for the game. Love talking about it, and we hope you'll listen to more. We've got episode 1 coming up, and we're going to talk about a tournament recently been to, Ratcatcher, the new hotner, killing everyone.
Yeah. So that's the end of episode 0. Hope you stick around for episode 1.
Yeah, we hope you could tolerate this long enough. I'll catch you soon. I've been Ryan.
I've been Alex. Guild Ball.
Guild Ball.